Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. We are blessed to be with you again on another beautiful day during the week. Of course, it's hot here in Texas, and good Lord, I know that God's going to make sure that we're not going to hell because I can't handle the heat. It's okay, but goodness, I'm glad I'm going to heaven. Anyway, our address is Rev Media Network, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. You can email us, david@revmedianetwork.com. We had a great show yesterday with Eric Scott and Art Alley. Great topics, and we're going to follow that up with another great interview, Mr. Ray Comfort. Welcome to the show, Ray.
Thanks for having me on, David.
Hey, we're excited to talk to you and stuff, and tell everybody a little bit of who you are first, and then we're going to get into the great controversy you caused in the schools.
I'm a humble co-host of a television program with actor Kirk Cameron that goes to 123 countries, and it's on 53 networks. It's called The Way of the Master, and what we do is we teach Christians how to share their faith biblically and yet inoffensively. I'm also an author of a number of books, and I live, my agenda is to see people saved from a very real and terrible place called hell and join us in heaven, not as some spook on a cloud playing a rusty harp, but on this earth with a new body, a new heavens, and a new earth where there's no more murder and rape and abortion, and there's no more sin. It's a place of righteousness where the curse will be taken off the earth, and God's kingdom will come to this earth, and God's will be done on this earth as it is in heaven, with no disease, pain, suffering, death, dandruff, or dentists.
Amen, amen. Well, we love your accent. Tell us what's your country that you're from, my brother.
I'm from India.
India. Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm kidding you. Indian people talk like this, sir. I'm from New Zealand. Which is down next to Australia, and I've been living in the U.S. for 23 years in Southern California, and that's why I've lost my accent, dude.
you added the dude part, but you didn't lose much accent.
You don't think so?
Nah, you got a lot of accent still. That's okay. Awesome. That's awesome. So how'd you get involved with Kirk Cameron in the show?
Well, let me back up a little. When I was in New Zealand, I used to open and preach for many years, and then an itinerant ministry opened up, and I was speaking in Hawaii, and a pastor from Calvary Chapel in Southern California sat in and listened to the teaching, disagreed at first because it was kind of radical, his teaching called Hell's Best Kept Secret, and then he eventually invited us to base ourselves in the U.S. He said, America must hear this message. I was in the U.S. for about 3 years when a gentleman named Bill Gothard called. He'd heard the teaching. Mm-hmm. He flew me to San Jose, where I shared it with 1,000 pastors. He put it on video in that year, that was 1993, I think, shared it with 30,000 pastors. That opened up the ministry, and then David Wilkerson called in the same year from New York and had me teach the Hell's Best Kept Secret teaching in his church in New York, and that opened it up further. And then in 2001, Kirk Cameron called, and he'd heard the teaching, he'd listened to the audio tape twice, and he said, how can this teaching be taken to the church? It's so necessary. He wanted combined ministry, so we did. He took my teaching and took the notes and shared it on TBN, and the next day our website got over 1 million hits.
Wow.
And TBN said, this is just amazing. We had our ratings go through the roof. Would you come back and preach again? He said, no, but we'll produce a television program that teaches Christians how to share their faith biblically. And that was about 8 years ago, and as I said, it's now 53 networks, 123 countries, it's won 7 awards, and we're so encouraged because this is a program about evangelism, and I've always said the church has as much excitement for the word evangelism as the world has for the word righteousness, and yeah, it's being very well received, so we're thrilled.
Amen. Tell us just a little bit about Hell's Best Kept Secret. It got you started out there, and I'm sure our listeners want to know about that.
Well, it's a teaching that brings out a very important biblical principle that's been forgotten by modern evangelism, by the church. And the principle is this, that you'll never get someone to take a cure if you don't first tell them about the disease. If you had a terrible disease and didn't know it, and I was a doctor, and I just said to you, please take this cure. It's wonderful. It's a great cure. Please take it. You'd probably say, look, get out of my face, will you? Thanks, doc. But if I took the time to show you've got 10 clear symptoms of a terminal disease and said you're going to be dead in 2 weeks, and you turned to me and said, well, what should I do? And then I said, oh, don't worry, I've got a cure. You're going to appreciate and appropriate the cure because you've seen your disease, which shows you need the cure. And no one is ever going to seek God's mercy. They're not going to embrace the gospel when they're not convinced that they're sinners. And the Bible gave us something to convince the world they're sinners. Jesus used it, Paul used it, James used it, Spurgeon, Wesley, Whitfield, and all the greats used it. And people can hear this teaching on livingwaters.com. It's called Hell's Best Kept Secret. It's free. You can listen to it, one pastor listened to it 250 times. So I'm not going to give any more. I'll just give a teaser.
Okay.
It's Hell's Best Kept Secret on livingwaters.com.
All right, that's livingwaters.com, Hell's Best Kept Secret. I'm anxious to go listen to it myself and check it out. So schools played a video in classrooms comparing abortion to Holocaust. A lot of parents got ticked. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I produced a video called 180, and the reason I produced it, well, it was actually not planned. I wrote a book for WorldNet Daily called Hitler, God, and the Bible, and they asked me for a video to go with it, so I said, I'll give you one called Hitler's Religion. It's a very fascinating subject. So I took my camera on the streets and came back horrified because I had 14 people on camera, mainly university students, who didn't have a clue who Adolf Hitler was.
Wow.
That blew me. It blew me away, and so I thought, I'll go back to these students and put them in a moral dilemma. When I was researching for the book, I came across an horrific incident where the Nazis shot 300 Jews in a pit. And while some of them were still alive, they brought in bulldozers to bury them, and that horrified me, so I put the students in a moral dilemma. I said, would you, at the point of a Nazi gun, get into a bulldozer and bury Jews alive? And they said, no, I could never do that. And I said, why is that? Is it because you value human life? And they said, yes. So I said, well, how do you feel about abortion? And they said, well, it's a woman's choice. So then I asked them, do you think it's a baby in the womb? And if they said yes, I asked them one question, which to my surprise caused them to change their minds about abortion. So we looked in our studios, looked at the footage. We had 8 people who were adamantly pro-abortion becoming pro-life in a matter of seconds because they were asked one question. We realized we didn't have a Hitler's Religion video. We had a pro-life video, so we put it up on a website, 180movie.com. That was 8 months ago, and to date it's had 3,100,000 views. We also gave away 180,000 copies of the DVD at 100 top universities across the U.S., and we're also delighted with the reaction to this because it's causing people who watch it to change their minds about the horror of abortion. So can I encourage people not only to watch it, 180movie.com, it's free, but to send it on to friends and enemies.
Amen. Amen. And when you put this together, did you know what you were doing?
No, we didn't have a clue.
Isn't that great how God works? You just don't know.
Yeah,
don't
it really
know.
Was like that. We sat back at the end of it, and we watched just how it began, how enthralling it is. It's like a roller coaster ride of emotions where you see a guy named Steve, who is a Jew-hating, black-hating, Hitler-loving, America-hating, neo-Nazi atheist with a 14-inch mohawk. The guy is just horrifically nasty. But you see God work on him, and over the next 30 minutes as you watch the movie, he softens at heart and actually becomes humble. You almost want to hug the guy. So it's very, very graphically stimulating as you watch this. I've got a very talented production crew that made this whole thing sing. So, as I said, we're delighted.
Mm. And what has been the response with people looking at it? I'm sure there's a lot of positive and maybe some negative. Give us a little bit of both there.
Well, it's a polarizing issue. I'm either God-sent angel or a demon from hell. If you look at the 50,000 comments on YouTube, there's a lot of people absolutely abusing me, and there's a lot of people saying, this is just wonderful, thank you so much. Depends on what side of the fence you sit.
Sure.
But as you said, there was a school in, I can't remember what, I think it was Oklahoma, that screened the DVD in school, and one of the fathers got real upset, and he said, this shouldn't be done. And yet this was a high school, and the American Holocaust Museum, and it shows a little of the Holocaust footage. American Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. says 11 years old is the appropriate age to teach kids about the Holocaust. So it's not inappropriate, it's not horrific for someone who's in high school. They need to be educated, because they're obviously lacking education when it comes to the Holocaust. And they need to be told the other side about the issue of abortion. So it was a bit of a storm in a teacup, and it didn't worry me at all.
Well, I like the idea that you give away a lot of the videos free, and you make it open. It's about getting the message out, and that's important. A lot of producers need to take note to what you're doing and how you're doing it, because it's different when your motive is to change the people's lives and change who they are. What are some of the motives behind giving it away free for you?
Well, the main motive is to get people under the sound of the gospel. My motive hasn't really been to simply change someone's mind about abortion. I don't want someone to walk away from me and say, well, that's a powerful argument, I'm now pro-life, but I'm pro-homosexual marriage, pro-fornication, and pro-pornography. I don't want that. I want the heart changed. And the way to change the heart is through the power of God and His gospel. When someone becomes a Christian, when they're born again, when they repent of their sins and trust alone in Jesus, they immediately become pro-life. They immediately become monogamous, one man, one woman in a marriage. They immediately become anti-pornography, anti-fornication, and adultery, and blasphemy, and stealing,
Amen.
And lying, because God's given them a new heart with new desires. And I want to see people saved from hell and on their way to heaven. And so the main agenda with the video is to proclaim the gospel. Someone said, this is a very powerful pro-life gospel. Why don't you take, message, why don't you take the gospel out so people won't be offended? And I thought, you've got more chance of flossing the back teeth of the lions at the LA Zoo at feeding time as you have of getting the gospel out of there. That's the reason we did it.
You're very colorful on your comments. That's cool. That is good. So tell me, what can the average person do to help you get this video out?
Well, they can grab the 180movie.com website and just email it. Never before in the history of humanity have we had the ability to reach so many with such a powerful resource as the Internet. Doesn't cost a thing. 3.5 million or 3.1 million people have seen it on the Internet, and it's just a wonderful medium to get the gospel to unsaved people. So send to your friends and family and tell them to send it on. Tell them it's award-winning, 3.1 million views. Got to watch it and pass it on, because it's saving lives. And people are getting saved through it. The second thing they could do is go to livingwaters.com and check out the different resources we have with the 180 movie. We have the 180 DVDs available if you want to also give them away at $1.50 per DVD. One church, we've received an email yesterday, wants to give away 12,000 in their area. They want to mail it to everybody in their whole area. And so other churches have done that. Or you could take the DVD and actually screen it on your Sunday morning service. Ask your pastor to do that. Many mega churches across the country have actually done that. They canceled their normal traditional Sunday morning meeting, no doubt took up their collection and sung a few hymns and prayed, etc. But they took the time, 33 minutes, to show this movie in a Sunday morning service, because it's life-changing and it saves lives. So we can encourage people to do that by going to livingwaters.com.
And how long is the video?
33 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad. So
no.
That's a quick view. Is actually during a Sunday morning. Well, I'm going to put a link on it on my website. We have four channels of broadcasting. We have a talk show radio. We have a sermon channel, counseling and prayer channel, and we have a music channel. So I'm going to create some links and put them on our website for you to send them to your website to look at these things.
Dan, well, thank you very much for that. We've been delighted. Just a few weeks ago, a woman called us and said, I was pregnant, I was going to have an abortion, saw 180, burst into tears, changed my mind, kept the baby, and she brought her baby to the ministry to meet the production crew. His name's David. Then another young girl named Amanda was born. Same experience. The mother was going to have an abortion, saw 180, changed her mind. Her boyfriend was pressing her. Her parents were pressing her to have an abortion. She said, not after seeing the movie, and she brought the baby to the ministry. So we're seeing fruit of our labors, and it's Amen. Just a wonderful thing. So a wonderful thing to see.
Now, this is all over the world that they're watching this video, correct?
Yeah, it's in 30 languages. So, yeah, we're delighted that it's crossed the barriers.
Now, how long did it take you to produce this? Because, I mean, 30 languages, and that's a lot.
it was 9 months from conception to birth. A lot of labor, a lot of nausea, But we made it, and this little baby is out there doing its
work. Amen. Just like a regular term pregnancy, 9 months.
That's right.
That's kind of a God thing there to even get the math right for you, huh?
Yes. Wonderful.
That's awesome. So what's next for you? I mean, I know you got the 180, and I know that you do the Way of the Master. What else you got cooking?
Second book is called The Beatles, God and the Bible. We're making a video on John Lennon called Genius. He was a musical genius. He said some amazing and interesting things that are very thought-provoking. His song, Imagine There's No Heaven, It's Easy If You Try, No Hell Below Us, Above Us Only Sky, is a great springboard for the gospel. So we've got a lot of people giving their thoughts about John Lennon, and then me taking them through the Ten Commandments, through into the cross, to make sure they make it to heaven. So we're very excited. The footage is just great. Do you know how John Lennon died?
Yes, I'm familiar with that.
Tell me how he died.
Well, I know how he physically died when they shot him on the...
He got shot, that's right. Well, we've got people saying he died in an elevator, he died of a drug overdose, he died in Africa in a plane accident.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we've got all this colorful footage of people not having a clue about how John Lennon died, so it's very... And we've got a lot of people singing, Imagine There's No Heaven, not realizing that when John Lennon wrote those words, Imagine There's No Heaven, was actually saying heaven does exist when you think about it. Mm. If I said to you, imagine there's no New York, it's easy if you try, I'm saying New York exists, but let's imagine that it doesn't. So heaven and hell do exist, and it's a wonderful way to get the gospel across to the unsaved. So we should have that out in 3 or 4 months, and people can follow it by going to livingwaters.com and signing up for our free email newsletter.
Oh, give us the title of the book again. Is it a book or the video?
It's the video is called Genius. That's all it'll have on the front, Genius, with a picture of John Lennon, so that this generation and other people will just be provoked to watch it, because most Christians, when they think of John Lennon, take an anti-Christ, anti-Christian line or view of it. We're not doing that. We're going down the middle for the sake of the gospel. We don't want to poke people in the eye. We want to feed them in the mouth, and the way to do it is to do it this way. So we're very excited about it.
Amen. Well, you know, just talking to you, Ray, I can see that everything you do is for the glory of God. And
there's nothing else to live for.
Amen. I mean, honestly, and I'm not knocking any guest I've had at all, because I've had a lot of guests throughout the year. But your whole motivation is the gospel, and for a person that's talented in that has gifting in the things that you do, that's an awesome thing. Don't ever lose that. That is an awesome thing. That every time you put a project together, it seems like it's not about the end result as far as finances, or it's not about, you know, namesake. It's about Jesus and putting the message out. How can I best put the message of God out? And I like that about you, brother. I really do. It's inspiring.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate you having me on your program, David.
Hey, no problem. We in Georgia. Give us some contact information, and we'll talk a little bit more. But let other people know if they want to email you, or are these the websites?
Okay, after I give the contact information, I better go. I've got something coming up. But
no problem.
It's livingwaters.com, livingwaters.com, and they can watch the 180 movie on 180movie.com. And it'd be great if people signed up for the newsletter. There's a little video clip also on livingwaters.com of the Duggar family. They've got 19 kids. They're kind of pro-life, and they're talking about using our tracks. We've sold 160 million gospel tracks. I think the reason they're so popular is because people ask for more. They're very unique. So you can see the Duggar family talking about our gospel tracks on livingwaters.com with a little video clip.
Amen. Amen, my brother. Well, we thank you for being a part of the show.
Oh, thank you, David. I really appreciate it. You have a great day.
Okay, when you get more time, come back. We love you. God bless.
Thank you, sir.
Okay,
bye-bye.
And that was Mr. Ray Comfort, and we had a great, great first segment with him, and he talking about these videos. Now, that is an important thing that everybody needs to get, and that is that no matter what you do, and he reminds me of me, I'm not trying to toot my horn here, but he reminds me of me in the fact that he is definitely, definitely just in love with Jesus, and everything he does, it's not a calculated risk on if there's going to be a return on finances, or if there's going to be a return on or getting their name out there. But it is about putting the message out. He's put a production team together to make these things. And I've seen a lot of Christian TV, and I've seen a lot of Christian movies, and a lot of Christian artists, and a lot of Christian book writers and everything like that. And this guy, and I'm sure their intent is well. There's nothing wrong with them as well. But to just, I can feel it when I'm talking to him. And I'm sure you feel it too. And for a person that does production as myself, it is good to know that there's others out there, likewise, like myself, that continually want to just push the gospel out. You know, I have a lot of people ask me this, and they ask me this all the time. Every time I visit with a new church, every time that I talk to people about what we do with the Revity Network, my biggest question is this: how can you give that away free? They cannot believe it when I walk into a church and I tell them, look, it's not going to cost you anything. We want you to stream with us. We're willing to make the changes to help you. However we do that, we just want to be a blessing to you. If we can do that, please let us know. And the first thing they say is, this is unbelievable. How is it free? What do you get? How do you get something for nothing is what their question was. And if you look at these guys, $1.50 a video. I mean, that's pretty much the cost of just producing and shipping and handling to get the 180 movie. And then you can play that at your church. Then you look at livingwaters.com and you're going to be able to see Hell's Best Kept Secret. It's amazing. Those are the things that we want to get involved in. Those are the things you want to support. When you just go out there and you press, I call it press, you press, and no matter what, through hell and through high water, you're going to get the production done. There's a budget, of course. You try and definitely keep underneath it. And because we're inspired here at the station to start with Rev Media Productions, to start getting our producing part of the shows going. Mad Maddie Productions is what we're kind of named now. but we will definitely see that happen. We will see that happen. And the fact that visiting with people like this and getting inspired and having a techno crew behind them that can do the things that they do, it is a blessing. It is a blessing to see people like that out there. So anyway, I want to tell you, just throw in your support for that. Get some videos in that. And the way you can support them is going to livingwaters.com. I'm sure that there's links in there that you can make a donation, but also that you can get the videos and get whatever videos and material that they have. Get out there. Make a difference by just choosing to be a blessing with those people and make it happen. We're getting everything ready here to go to the ICRS. We're just excited about that. Yesterday I had some meetings with several of the authors. In fact, David Hope will be coming up next after our break. We'll be taking our break in about another 5-6 minutes. But David Hope will be here, and we're going to be talking about his book, The Goodness of God. He preached a nice sermon, this a great sermon this last week, and we're going to be excited to have him on the air. So keep us in prayer. We'll be in Africa coming up in July the 28th. We'll be out there. So God's going to be doing some great, great things for us. So Ray Comfort on the air with us, just this last segment. And let me give you his websites one more time. Livingwaters.com, 180movie.com. And he works on the video with, he's a host on The Way of the Master with Kirk Cameron. And you can visit him and see him on any of the TBN Believe affiliates. But anyway, go to heartchanger.com and you'll be able to find that information as well. We very much enjoyed having him on the air with us. Well, I hope you've been enjoying the format that we've changed the Rev Media Network just a little bit. We've taken up the 11 o'clock hour. And I got to tell you that the stats are in. We're having 13,000 people per episode that are listening, and that's including about 6,000 here in the morning with us, 6,000 in the afternoon to 7,000, actually about 7,000 or 8,000 here average in the morning. So I know you're out there listening. I know that the streams are important to you, and I know that you're getting something from this. And that's all you want to do. That's all you want to do is make sure that the things are done and that faith is given, amen, and that people's lives are changed. And anyway, let me give you our 800 number, because I'm sure that any of y'all can call at any time. Our 800 number is 1-888-642-4769. I believe that's our number. Give me a second. I'm looking at the screen and saying, wait a minute, that's not the right number. Okay, let's scratch that for just a second. Let me dig up the number. It'll only take me a few minutes to find it. Yes, okay, 888-642-4767. And I'm changing the form right now, because I tell you what, my friends, it's so easy in this broadcast world to just get completely thrown away. So 1-888-642-4767. 4767. If you call, you're probably going to get me on the phone because it's tied into a lot of our phone system stuff. And if no one's by the phone, I'm the one that gets it going. I'm the one that makes it happen. But either way, my friends, we're excited about what God is doing. We're excited about seeing the things that God has for us, the things that God puts in for us as far as faith. It's very, very interesting comparing abortion to the Holocaust. Very, very interesting. Can see why there's an uprising from the people that don't agree with it. But, oh well, God is good, and God will make things happen. God will make things happen when you just trust Him. When you just trust Him and allow Him to do it. This past Sunday was a great service. Just to throw in a little bit of note there. Taught on the subject of no worries. No worries. No worries. In other words, not worrying about anything. Can you say you have those kind of days that you just don't worry about anything? Can I ask you this? What is the thing that you see most of in your life that you worry about? Is it finances? Is it relationships? Is it, what does it revolve about? Your family? I guarantee you, if I was to take a poll, that the top two would be relationships and finances. Imagine a life where you don't have no worries. Remember that old Disney cartoon, was it Lion King, and they used to sing Hakuna Matata, Hakuna Matata. And they used to believe there was no, the song was no worries when they translated it. Trouble free. And I tell you what, my friends, when we have Jesus Christ in our life and we're centered on Him, and we, when we have Him in the part of our life that He needs to be in, that He is in, then I tell you, my friends, you will have no worries in your life. You will be content. You know, I read this scripture the other day, and with Marilyn Hickey on the show with us last week, it was a great read with her. And I will tell you what it is. Let me pull up my Bible real quick on my phone. Yes, I have a Bible on my phone. I'm a digital techie. Not really. It's just awesome to have the Bible on your phone. Even though there's probably a Bible in my station somewhere here. I used to have one. I don't know what happened to it. Ever since I went with the digital Bible, I think I moved it back downstairs in the sanctuary area. And we are looking through the Bible here. And this will be in... Okay, I am... Let's see. I am not in the right thing. Jeremiah 33:3. And I can recite it to you, but I'm going to just talk to you about it for just a sec. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Before we go to break, I'm going to tell you the way Marilyn Hickey read it to me. She said, call unto me, I will answer thee, and I will show you great, marvelous, mighty things you cannot expect. Call on me, and I will answer thee. Isn't that a great read to read that Bible? To read that. I will show you great, marvelous, mighty, unexpected things in your life. It's called No Worries, my friend. We'll be right back with Mr. David Hope in just a minute.
Teenager easily bored? Do activities that used to bring him pleasure no longer delight him? Does your teen often appear to be lethargic or even depressed? Hi, I'm Trace Embry with a tip from Shepherd's Hill Farm. There's a good chance your teen is experiencing a condition known as anhedonia. Anhedonia is not ADD, ADHD, or depression, although the symptoms are very often mistaken as such. Anhedonia is a destruction of the pleasure center in the brain, which often comes as a result of today's unbridled multitasking on any number of electronic gadgets and other entertainment vehicles. Unfortunately, medication instead of moderation is being given to our kids as a quick fix for the symptoms. The good news is that the pleasure center can rebuild itself, but you as a parent are going to have to be proactive.
Learn more about this topic at shfteens.org. Shepherd's Hill Farm is here to serve hurting families with teens in crisis. If you have a teenager with behavioral issues, we can help. Contact us at shfteens.org.
a 60-second look at sports with Dr. Dwight Allen.
Darrell Waltrip won 84 races in his 29-year-old career and was a 3-times NASCAR champion, but he had a serious accident at Daytona, which was really ugly. After that, he said to himself, "My priorities are not right. I'm so wrapped up in my professional life that I've never given any thought to my personal life. I've always had a hollow feeling in my life, which is common among many professional athletes today." Waltrip then met Dr. Cortez Cooper, a minister who really made the Bible come alive, and it was not long that DW accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. Now Waltrip heads up the NASCAR Chapel. Hey, how about you? Is your life fulfilling? Why not make the same decision as old DW? Dwight Allen here, your sports chaplain of the air.
In case you haven't noticed, there's a culture war raging in America between the ideals of the American Revolution on the one hand and the French Revolution on the other. The humanistic French Revolution of 1789 is based on secularism and class envy. The American Constitution is based on Judeo-Christian values. The French attempted to erase the foundations of the past and start all over again. They executed everyone that had money just because they had it, and that's called envy. The American founding fathers all had money. The French ideal has resulted in worldwide socialism, all based on class envy. God's law says, "You shall not be partial to the poor or the rich," Leviticus 19. God promises to supply the needs of those who keep his covenant. Galatians 5 says those who envy will not inherit the kingdom of God. Come and hear more at Church of the King McAllen on Ware Road, just south of Trenton, 585-4402.
I'm Peter Stanway, the CEO of The Way Christian Ministries. The purpose of our ministry is to make disciples out of Christians. You know, it's really important to know our identity as Christians, as new creations in Christ Jesus, but it's equally, if not more important, to know exactly what it is that Jesus Christ has done for us. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, who became the Son of Man, so that sons of men could become sons of God. Isn't that so simple? Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became the Son of Man, so that you and I, sons of men, can become sons of God. Just let that sink in, and then live the victorious Christian life. God bless you. To find out more about The Way Christian Ministries, please visit our website, thewaycm.com. Thank you.
Economically, spiritually, and morally, America is in a state of emergency. But you can make a difference because prayer changes things. 2 Chronicles 7:14 states, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, then God will heal the land." Join us this September on the 28th and 29th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania for a solemn assembly at Independence Mall and let your voice be heard at the place where America was born. Stand up for righteousness as multitudes gather to turn to our only hope for transformation, America for Jesus 2012. Register online today at AmericaForJesus2012.org. Answer the call to prayer and join us at America for Jesus 2012 on September 28th and 29th on Independence Mall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
RevMediaNetwork.com, where the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts are brought to you daily, 24/7, on your online connection.
Welcome back. This is your host, David Yanez, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to our last segment with Ray Comfort. He had to head out, and we had a great interview with the time that we had, and it was a blessing. Well, we have in the studio Mr. David Hope. He was with us last week. Was it last week, Pastor, that you were with us?
I believe so.
And we have him again. And that's a good thing because he has several books, so we're trying to get him some practice in here with us and talk about everything that he's doing. And he has a lot of interviews over there in the ICRS. So it's always a blessing to have him. Pastor, we're going to talk about the goodness of God. And
my favorite topic.
His favorite topic. Those that know David Hope will tell you that he is full of the goodness of God. And you know, that's good. That's better than a lot of people are full of.
Well, that's right. And it's one of the fruits of the Spirit.
It is a fruit of the Spirit. It is the goodness of God. And there, and I shared this on Sunday when I preached it. And really, just to, you know, the Bible says to give credit where credit is due, to render honor where honor is due. And I was just talking to the congregation saying, if you look at, you know, Pastor David, people that have known him for years will tell you the same thing 10 years ago and 10 years from now, that he is the same man in love with God, full of the goodness of God, always looking to do something for the Lord, and a good, honest, good-hearted man of God. And that's a good compliment, I think. Amen. That's a good testimony from friends and people that know him. I ran into people all the time. They go, oh, yeah, and they have the same exact thing they say about him. So that's a good thing. And who else can teach you about the goodness of God but a man full of the goodness of God and always has understanding? It's a different thing when you have understanding of a subject and how you can impart it to people. And this past Sunday, and I want to jump into this topic, and it was a chapter. And what chapter is that, Pastor? Not forgotten.
Chapter 5. God has not forgotten you.
Chapter 5. He preached on that, and it was so powerful. I'm like, okay, we got to have him on the show because we need to hear about this not forgotten, and the people need to understand it. If you hadn't got his book, you can get his book at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, anywhere books are sold, you can get his book. You can get it in the digital form as well if you got a Kindle, an iPad, or whatever. We have all the versions for you. And David Hope has been pastor of Words of Life Church for... what, 4 years now? Four years now. But he's been part associate pastor for how many years was it?
20-something.
Good Lord. Now, that is a faithful man to be somewhere 20-something years and always serving. And that's the key. That's the key. And when you're in that position, you're able to see, understand. God gives you revelation, and he's guided the church through that as well. So, Pastor, God has not forgotten you. Tell us about this chapter.
Well, you know, even faith people who have turned to God whenever trouble comes, when affliction comes, you know, in this world ye shall have tribulation, but we could be of good cheer. Jesus said, for I've overcome the world. But even though we know that, and even though every time we've trusted God, called on his name, believed in our heart, confessed with our mouth his promise, he is faithful. There is no variableness, neither shadow of turning in God. And he's come through every single time with supernatural miracle-working power. Sometimes when trouble comes, we still feel like we pray. We don't see an answer. And we think, well, has God forgotten about my prayer? Has he forgotten about me? You know, because the devil is a liar. And he'll speak even to God's people and tell you that, you know, God, he's up in heaven, and he's running the universe, and he's got all these important things, and something, your little problem, even though it may be important to you, is not really important to him, and he's forgotten about your problem. And it makes us feel, even faith people, sometimes, or, you know, you never know when you might have to struggle with it, that we feel that we can't touch the throne of God, that God
absolutely
seems distant from us.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But I want you to know, devil is a liar and the father of all lies.
Absolutely.
And God has not forgotten about you. In fact, he's thinking about something good about you 24/7. And I know when I was in business people would, various salesmen would want to come in and, you know, get an appointment with me, and they'd to come and see me, for the most part, they would have to make an appointment. But my kids, no matter what their age, they're grown now, but from the smallest age, they would come into my office. They just walk in. They don't need an appointment. And I stop what I'm doing to minister to them and see what it is I could do for them. And if an earthly father can do that, love his children that way, want to see them blessed, concerned about every little concern when they were small, and they, oh, I got a bobo on my finger. Well, I paid attention to that, and I was concerned about that. Why? Because they're my children. And if you've asked Jesus into your heart, you're in covenant with him, and he has given you the spirit of adoption, and you are his child. And if it's important to you, it's important to God. When you have pain, God feels it. When you're lonely, when you're hurting, he feels with you what you feel. Hebrews 4:15 says this, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." I want you to know that the times when maybe people disappoint you, let you down, even after you did good things for them, all you did was just love them, and here they tell lies about you. But God knows all about that. He's aware of every need that you have. He's even made provision for every need that you'll have between now and dying time. And he's already given it to you. Past tense, the Bible says that God hath given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And we move it from the unseen world into the seen, three-dimensional, natural world by finding a promise in the Word of God, by the exceeding precious promises that allow us not to lust after things, because we already have all things. They've been given to us by God. And they move from the unseen to the seen as we believe in our hearts the promises that are to the righteous. Because of the blood of Jesus, we've been made righteous. And then we speak them with our mouth, and then we expect and be looking for them in this natural world. Praise the Lord. But sometimes that'll pass us by because we're expecting God to do it a certain way. But he can do things exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask, think, or expect. And so that's not the time to think God's forgotten you. It's the time to say, God, you can do it however pleases you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I just know you're going to do it, because great is thy faithfulness. Praise the Lord. God is not far away from us. The truth is God is very near to you. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:24, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. His name is Jesus. You've been raised up together and made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. God has not forgotten you. In fact, Hebrews 6:10 says this, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." Praise the Lord. Can I get an amen, Brother David?
Amen, my brother. Okay. Amen. I'm enjoying this. Reading your book while you're talking.
Okay. So if God hasn't forgotten you, then let's see. What does he remember? Everything that you've done for him, he remembers. Every word of encouragement you spoke to someone who needed it. Every phone call or visit to someone in the hospital. He remembers every prayer that you prayed in faith. You stood in the gap for someone else. Every kind word that you spoke, every time you poured fruit punch or something in the children's church, he remembers that.
Amen.
But let me tell you what God has forgotten about you, if you know Jesus. He's forgotten your sin, sees you with the righteousness of Jesus. He has removed our sins from us as far as the east is from the west, and thrown them into the sea of forgetfulness to remember them no more. And I tell you what, that is good news.
That is very good news.
We don't have to go around feeling like God is in judgment against us. He'll never leave us, forsake us. He never stops thinking good things about us. He's not with us to find fault with us, because the blood of Jesus has removed every fault and every sin that we've done, are doing, or will do, and he sees us holy and pure as the Lamb of God, without spot or blemish, slain from the foundation of the world.
Absolutely. Can you explain to people about grace and works, Pastor? Because a lot of times when people feel like when nothing's coming in, they feel like they did something wrong.
Amen. You know, we don't get the grace of God because we deserve it. It's, in fact, it means unmerited or undeserved favor. And I tell you what, I don't want what I deserve. I want the grace of God. When the night of the Passover, when the people of Israel put the blood of the lamb, a spotless lamb, over their doorpost, and the death angel passed them by. Did the death angel pass them by because of their perfect works and performance, or did the blood of the death angel pass them by because of the blood of the lamb? Well, of course, it was because of the blood of the lamb. Praise
Amen.
The name of the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. There's nothing that we can do that we deserve. I'd rather have something I don't deserve than what I deserve, because a lot of times what we deserve is not what we expect. And God is awesome about that. That He can look at our life and not look at what we deserve, but give us according to the grace of God.
Amen. And even when you're really doing your best, most people love God, and they really try to do their best to serve God.
Amen.
But you know, even when you're really trying to do your best, you can mess up, because we have a lot of people are ignorant of the kingdom principles. They still have a lot of religion in their lives. Or, you know, you use your natural thinking to think this is how I'm going to solve this problem. Mm-hmm. Or there's just always, even the best, you know, can't anticipate everything.
Absolutely.
And so what I'm so thankful for, and it's such a blessing and brings so much peace, to know that even when I mess up, God is bigger than any mistake that I can make. He can correct and turn around for my good even when I mess up. Mm. And it's so wonderful to know that God is a God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is a God that you can run to even when you've messed up. Mm. And He'll be there because His mercies are new every morning.
Amen.
It's not hard to serve God. It's not a bunch of do's and don'ts. He's just looking for someone that'll believe Him. And He says, I've given you all these things. I put you in covenant with me. Everything that I have is yours, and it's all good. All my assets are yours, and I've taken all your liabilities. And if we could just get a hold of that, we would run to Him even when we've messed up. So it's not hard. You just do your best to serve God according to the kingdom principles. And then when trouble comes, of course, you examine yourself. Am I doing something wrong? Well, if you are, stop it.
Amen.
Do right. If you're not, keep doing right. And then you find a promise, no matter how the trouble came, you find a promise in the Word of God. And you believe it in your heart. You confess it with your mouth. And then you expect the promise to come to into fruition. We stagger not at the promise of God through unbelief, but are fully persuaded that what God had promised, He's able also to perform. And we let God do it the way that He chooses, not try to demand that He do the way that we think it would work out best, because His way is always better than ours. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways.
Amen. You know, in your book, you mentioned that God is like an invisible spotter for a weightlifter. What do you mean about that?
You know, the problem with that is that He's an invisible spotter.
Amen.
And so people, you know, you got to be aware of it and walk by faith and not by sight. And just as an example, to tell the difference between a move of God and a move of the devil. So some people receive bad things from the enemy and then blame God for it. But sure, there are times where God will put you in a position that you're uncomfortable, because every time you come out of the world a little bit, get rid of worldliness, it's a little bit uncomfortable. And He wants to stretch your faith so that He could be your sole source of supply for every area of your life, because there's blessing in it for you. But imagine, if you will, you're lifting weights and you're doing bench press and you're down on the bench, and Jesus comes and puts a little bit more weight on the bar than what you can lift. But if you're not aware He's there with you to protect you, He's your spotter, then you might let some fear come in. You push and it's not working, but Jesus is there to let you go as far as you can go. And then He'll pick the bar up and put it on the stand, and now you're just a little bit stronger than you were before. But what the devil will do while you're lifting that heavy weight, he'll go over to the dumbbell rack, grab him a dumbbell, and come and knock you upside the head. Now, it's not too hard to see the difference between Jesus, who's there protecting you. You're safe the whole time. He just wants you to obey and do your very best and grow a little bit.
Amen.
But again, we just call on the name of the Lord, and He is faithful.
Amen. Amen. Continue with your teaching, my
brother.
How
much more time do we have?
We have about 9 minutes.
All right. Well, I would like to get into something. And I'm just so thankful that I don't have to rely upon my skills and abilities. I'm thankful for what I have. But you know what? I like to rely upon the favor of God.
Amen.
And it'll do the work. Praise the Lord. God knows who you are, where you are, how you are, why you are. Every hair on your head, He's with you, He's in you, He's for you. And if God be for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
So I want to talk about just how I mentioned earlier, how God is thinking good thoughts about you 24/7. If we could get that revelation, you know what? We could get rid of all those worries and anxieties, knowing that God is for us and He wants us to succeed. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I have toward you, say the Lord. Thoughts for your good, for your profit, not of evil, to give you an expected end or a good end." So God is thinking thoughts about you. Well, how often does He think these thoughts? Does He think these thoughts like once a day, once a week, once a year? Well, let's turn in our Bibles, those of you who have your Bible with you.
I have it somewhere.
And look at Psalm 139, verses 17 and 18. And let's read this. It says, "How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee." So here it's saying they're, you can't even count up. They're more than the sands. If you ever, when you go to the beach and you see the little kernels of whatever, grains of sand, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
That's a whole, in other words, always, 24/7. And then Psalm 40.
Psalms 40. What verse, brother?
Verse 5. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Why don't you read it then?
"Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us ward. They cannot be reckoned up in the order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, there are more than can be numbered."
In other words, God is thinking good thoughts, because that's the kind of thoughts He has. He says, "I know the thoughts I have toward you, and they're good." 24/7. That means when you get up in the morning, God is thinking something good about you. He's looking at you, trying to get you in a position where you could be blessed and walk in His kingdom provision. And all we have to do is yield to Him.
Amen.
And we can do great things. And then all through the day when you're doing your task and at work or whatever you are, He's thinking something good about you. And when you come home in the evening, He's thinking something good about you. And then when you are sleeping, He's watching you, thinking how much He loves you and all these good thoughts. It reminds me when our children were young and we'd put them to bed in their crib, and we would just look at them and say, "Wow, look at this miracle, what God has given us, how precious they are, how sweet and innocent they are." And that's how God sees you, as perfectly innocent and pure and holy as His Son Jesus, because the blood of the Lamb has removed your sin, not covered them up. The blood of God is different than the blood of a bull or a goat.
Absolutely.
Doesn't just temporarily cover your sin.
Absolutely.
But it removes them as the east is from the west, to throw them in the sea of forgetfulness, to remember them no more. And that's how God sees you. He wants to bless you, but He's given you a free will. If you just have to do it your way, He will let you.
Absolutely. And how important, Pastor, is faith when you're down? When you just feel like, "Oh, I'm missing it. He missed me. He don't see me." How important is it to get your faith excited again?
It's important to go back into the throne room of God.
Amen.
It's okay to say, "God, I have a problem, and I don't know what to do. That's why I'm coming to you." But the devil will try to convince you to run from God. He's punishing you. But you know what? God's mad at you. I want to look in, if we have just a
sure,
couple of minutes, Isaiah chapter 54. Now, this follows the chapter, Isaiah 53, talking about Jesus going to the cross. And now Isaiah 54 is talking about now the result of that blood covenant that was cut on the cross. And Isaiah 54, let's just do verse 8 and 9. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth or angry with thee, nor rebuke thee.
That's powerful.
So under the new covenant, because he sees us as pure as Jesus, he says, as just I've sworn by blood oath, just as if I'll never cover the earth again with water, I'll not be angry with you, because I am in covenant with you.
Amen.
And our enemies are his enemies. If the devil comes against you, you show him your scar, the circumcision of the Holy Ghost around your heart. And that means to take on you, he's got to take on Jesus. And he's already tried that. And Jesus put what we call here in Texas, a whooping on him.
Amen. Amen. Now, Pastor, you got more to share on this?
Well, how about one more scripture?
Go for it. Where are we going now?
All right, Isaiah chapter 63, verse 9. This is what I'm saying to the people today, Brother David, that when you're afflicted, that's not God. Because remember, we don't have a high priest that's not touched with the feelings of our infirmity. When we hurt, he hurts. When my children hurt, I hurt.
Absolutely.
Isaiah 63, 9. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, talking about God. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. God will not afflict you, because if he does, he's afflicting himself, because that's how much that he loves you.
That's so true. That's so true, my brother. Amen. Well, Pastor, let everybody know how they can get your books and tell them about the service time for the church.
All right. Again, at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. The easiest way is to go to www.wordsoflifechurch.net. And all my books will be there. And David Yanez, Almost Out of Grace, will also be available
as
well.
Thanks for the plug, Pastor.
And our service time, we're located in Humble, Texas. If you're in our area, we'd love to have you. You can listen live at RevMediaNetwork.com or WordsOfLifeChurch.net. Sunday at 11:20, is that correct?
Yep, 11:20.
11:20 Central Time. And be looking for us, our services to be televised soon on Rev Media Network and DavidHopeMinistries.com as well.
Amen, amen. And remember, you can come and visit the church anytime, 7811 FM 1960 East.
10:40 is the Sunday morning time, 6:15 Sunday evening.
Yep.
And 7:15 on Wednesday evening.
Amen. And if you just like to come in and take in the service and just hear this man teach, I tell you what, my life has changed in the last four or five years now that I've been sitting under pastor and even helping him now as associate pastor. But those things all started when I start realizing the goodness of God. Because it's easy to beat ourselves up. It's easy to blame ourselves. And it's really the enemy that's coming at you and making you feel that way. And you got to be able to stand up and say, no, God wants good things for me. He wants to prosper me. He wants to bless me. He has a life plan for me, not for evil, but for good.
Amen. And you can't win souls with beating them over the head.
You can't.
The Bible says it is the goodness of God that leads to repentance.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, would you pray for everyone before we go?
Amen. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you that you're a good God, that you're always for us, never against us. Even every move of your Spirit is to impart blessing to us and to grow our character. Father, in Jesus' name, we just have a desire, and we just release our faith for it, that even when we don't understand, we're going to call on your name. We're going to look for deliverance. We're going to expect something good from you because that is who you are. We thank you for the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And we release our expectation to receive something good from our daddy. We thank you that you know how to take good care of your children, not just in heaven, but also while we're here on the earth. And we thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor, for being a part of our show today.
Thank you for having me.
Amen. Well, you can write us at Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. And again, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on The Midwatch.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station, this show, or its hosts.